Cenotaph vandalized with BLM graffiti on D-Day anniversary amid violent protests. By Jack Montgomery on June 6, 2020. Photographs show activists at the illegal Black Lives Matter protests in London have defaced the cenotaph, which honors the fallen, on the 76th anniversary of D-Day. Sited on Whitehall near the Prime Minister's official Downing Street residence, the cenotaph, empty tomb, is Britain's national war memorial, constructed and dedicated to the memory of the glorious dead in the First World War. It remains the focus of the country's most significant acts of remembrance down to the present day, particularly on Armistice Day and Remembrance Sunday. And with June 6 being the 76th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, it would have, in normal times, likely been the focus of ceremonies honoring veterans of all colors across Britain and the former British Empire. Such ceremonies have been suspended virtually worldwide. However, as people are prevented from attending large memorials or even a typical funeral. But this did not stop Black Lives Matter supporters from staging a thousands-strong, closely packed, and ultimately violent protest, ostensibly over George Floyd's death on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean in Minneapolis. Activists defaced the cenotaph with BLM graffiti, an escalation of the last round of protests in which they contented themselves with merely swinging from the flags which adorn the memorial, an act which earned Charlie Gilmore, son of Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmore, a prison sentence in 2011, although the mainstream media and even the police attempted to downplay this with dubious fact checks suggesting no damage had been done to the memorial. Prior to defacing the cenotaph, attendees at the Black Lives Matter protest, which both the Health Secretary and the Home Secretary urged people to stay away from, given it is unlawful and could lead to a resurgence of the coronavirus in Britain's multicultural capital, had vandalized not just the statue of wartime leader Sir Winston Churchill in Parliament Square, but also the statue of Abraham Lincoln, the U.S. leader who was assassinated for leading the war to free America's slaves in the 1800s. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.